Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we are here again, Anthony.
In the studio.
Yes, sir.
Schedule's going to be getting tough soon. The NRA annual meeting is coming up in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm staying in a cow pasture.
That's very nice.
I was going to stay in the arch, but they won't let me.
No?
No.
Why? No accommodations in the arch?
Well, I could find something. It's amazing. So a couple of things. Again, thanks to the listeners for all the support. Everything is phenomenal. Reading the news over the past week, there's a few issues I want to address. A lot of accolades coming through on Facebook and emails, people telling us keep doing what we're doing, educating people, which is really cool. But I read this news article in Chicago. A five-year-old girl jumped on a bed. And parent's gun went off, and a stray bullet went into the wall. Listen, make sure your firearm's stored properly. You know. I mean, that's a basic firearms thing, safety rules after the use and operation and storage of a firearm. You shouldn't keep a loaded gun with a hair trigger or your Wilson Combat with a 2.5-pound trigger under your mattress. You know, they're very lucky that this five-year-old girl didn't get hurt. But really, it's just brought to the fact that you don't just leave guns stuck in mattresses or under pillows if there's kids around or anybody around. So this is something that you really, really want to think about. While we're on the subject of guns, how could this happen, Sandy? In New York on the Upper West Side, four guys armed with handguns knocked on a door and said it was a delivery and gained entry to a house with obviously a brain surgeon. A 20-year-old kid let them inside.
Great.
They ended up beating him up, shooting him twice, and they got away without anything because he called the police. And why would you open a door for a stranger, first of all? And my question would go to King Mike, I guess. Hey, King Mike, what were they doing with handguns illegally in New York?
Yeah,
I thought they weren't allowed.
It's not allowed. There's a sign. No one read the sign.
Really? So, you know, 20 years old, if he played video games all his life, he's probably got the maturity level, what, about a 7-year-old?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So why would you open the door for four strange men? Yeah, people don't use our resources.
Well, they said they had a delivery.
A delivery. Yeah. If they don't have ID, if you're not expecting delivery, there's three numbers you could dial. It's called 911. There's a strange person outside my door. Now, you could also say through the door, I call the police. When they come, they're going to check your ID.
Yeah,
okay, whatever the case may be, but most people do not use these resources enough. Although you said the average response time was 14 minutes, right?
Yeah, the average response time, especially in cities.
I got some positive email because everybody thought it was funny. I said in 14 minutes I could have half the hold up.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that the whole week and chuckling about it.
So, but, you know, we shouldn't be opening doors to strangers. We should be teaching our kids the same thing. And on the subject of kids, what happened last week in Hackettstown?
Yeah, there was a real big problem.
All right, some nut job said he was in the woods with a gun and he was going to start shooting kids up, okay? Warren County, they freaked out. The school went into a lockdown drill.
Yeah, they've never had anything like this happen before.
It's coming soon to a theater near you, okay? And who is really prepared for something like that if this should happen? And what did the parents do, Sandy? They drive up and what?
Yeah, wait outside the school.
To get shot.
Yeah. First thing I want to do.
To get in the way of the ESU units and everybody else, who's doing
clogging
their job.
Up there.
What's going on?
Yeah.
What do you know?
Well, I want to get to Johnny. Yeah.
And I understand.
Sure.
From the parents' perspective, I'd be shitting. I'd want to just drive through the side of the school and go handle things myself, right?
Right, right.
But obviously cooler heads have to prevail. But kids, they have a lockdown drill by state law in schools. But what about when it's a real thing and not just a drill?
Yeah, exactly.
And what did the parents do communication-wise with the kids?
Well, they were all texting to their kids in the school, which was kind of,
Rather than the kids focus on situational awareness, the kids are texting their mother and their friend, dude, I can't believe this is really happening. And the other kid is texting back, dude, I saw you on Facebook. Is it true there's a guy in there shooting people?
Yeah, I got a video of him. I posted it on YouTube.
People need to be aware and need to know what to do. You know, we have classes that do that. And we'll talk about that later, but right here in New Jersey. Here we go. People are calling in. I'm going to shoot them up. Bang, bang. I'm going to shoot them up. And parents are freaking out. They don't know what to do. And if the kids aren't trained, they don't know what to do.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
Fastest growing Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, Anthony.
No way.
Yeah, way.
You know, while we're talking about that, Ivan stopped by today, also known as Uncle Droid.
Yes.
Now, I'm an iPhone totaler. You know that.
Yes.
And a lot of people out there have Android phones. If you have an Android phone, it's Uncle Droid, or right from your Android phone, just search for Gun for Hire Radio on your Android phone.
And it's
and
an
Ivan
app.
Made an app. It's a free app.
Yeah, that's great.
And you can post on Facebook, Twitter. The Gun for Hire calendar is on there, everything. He stopped by today. And this is a guy, Uncle Droid, a.k.a. Ivan. He did this just because he's a Second Amendment supporter and he supports what we do, which I hear from a lot of people all the time volunteering their services. So if you need an app designed, you need an IT guy, you need any kind of computer stuff, Uncle Droid is there, all right? Find his app. His contact information is in there. He just stopped by today just to BS.
Nice. And
we don't have the download numbers on the Android app that we do on iTunes. So if you have an Android phone out there, come on, guys, download the app and
yeah,
check it
absolutely.
Out. You can listen to our show and get bored all the time.
Right. Yeah.
When you're not doing anything.
When you're not doing anything else.
So, Sandy, I wanted to talk, since we have these lockdown drills and five-year-olds getting shot and everything, I want to spend a little time. I want to talk about, you know, some home protection stuff. For the coming insurrection or whatever. You know, last week I talked about I had...
It's coming.
Yeah, I talked about how I have a rabbi and a preacher and everything else. One of our hate mail people said that I am going to hell in every religion.
Good. We'll have a lot of company, I guess.
Is that like a jackpot thing?
Something like
that. Is that like Wheel
like,
of Fortune when
yeah.
you land on the gold thing that says $5,000 or whatever?
Everything's marked. Door number two.
But I've never heard that before. I'm going to hell in every religion.
That's very good.
So,
oh, very nice.
Bummer.
Yes.
Thank you, listener. Bring it on. You yeah. humor me on Monday morning. I read the emails and drink my coffee while you're having your chai tea and eating your head of raw broccoli. I'm having a 12-egg omelet with a half a pound of rendered bacon. With my coffee with heavy cream in it.
Very nice.
And three sugars.
Oh, my gallbladder's hurting right
here. I'm going
here.
To hell in every religion.
It's very
I
good.
I can't believe it. So
tell me about home safety
tips. Okay. Here's a really sad fact. I know our readership, our listenership is increasing. Three more listeners this week were robbed.
Oh,
house is robbed.
Okay. Yeah.
most of them are breaking in, running right to the master bedroom, grabbing shit, and running out. Listeners, start hiding your valuables. You don't even need a safe. Let's cover some basic tips, Sandy. You can't afford a $5,000 safe. You can't afford a $100,000 safe. Your valuables should not be in the top drawers right. in your bedroom.
Yes.
Okay?
When we were broken into, that's the only drawers that were open were the top drawers. I didn't
Correct.
Go anywhere past the top drawers.
I ran an NRA instructor course. Ed Leung is one of our listeners. He got robbed, right? What did they take? All of his wife's jewelry valuables, grandparents, you know, heirloom jewelry and everything. They smashed the back door in. They ran upstairs. They were in and out in minutes, you know, like your house too. But you have to hide all of your stuff, electronics, power tools. I know it sounds like a crummy way to live. I happen to have safes. I happen to have some steel cabinets and stuff. But first thing to do is hide it. They, you know, they give a tip. They say keep your jewelry in your kids' room. That's okay if the kids are 1 year old or whatever.
Yeah,
but
right.
if they're teenagers, their friends will come over and steal it from you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, make yourself a little bit of a harder target. So all of that stuff should be hidden. The other thing is with like heavy duty tools and power tools and stuff. They used a sledgehammer to try to break your safe open, right?
Right.
They used Ed's tools to break into stuff in his house. Maybe your tools shouldn't be as accessible. Maybe they should be outside in a shed. Maybe they should be in a tool cabinet. You know,
yeah.
you can buy a friggin' cabinet at a flea market or on Amazon.com for $99 just to slow the shit bags down a little bit.
Right, right. Harbor Freight's got them for like $179.
You know, a home security system is probably the single most important tool that you can have.
Yeah, I have to attest to that. And let me tell you, since I got had Dean come from Prism Electronics and put that home security system in, and I got an email from him, by the way, and he said, thanks, everybody, for calling and having them come over and evaluate your home. But I absolutely do sleep better at night.
People say they can't afford a security system. What does it cost to replace all your shit?
Yeah.
What does your peace of mind cost?
Exactly.
Okay, what does that cost? Can we put a price tag on that?
Yeah, not being able to sleep at night because some shitbag was in your house.
Correct.
And now you don't know whether they're coming back or not.
Correct.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now, take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Byright Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit ByrightOHD.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives. Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain, Governor Christie, tear down that wall.
Governor Hindenburg, put down that Twinkie.
We did not call him. We did not call him that first.
We had a listener on Gun for Hire Radio.
Absolutely.
Who I'm not going to say his name.
We're not going to say his name because he'll have the black helicopters.
That's all right. I'll be the lightning rod for that. I don't give a shit.
That's all right. We get enough lightning around here. So, what's another couple flashes?
So, you know, before we went for break, I'm really adamant about what home security says. But obviously, I have a security system and I have cameras. Do you need cameras? No. Should you have them? Yes. You need a good alarm system.
Yeah,
you need absolutely. If your alarm system's 25 years old, you need to get it checked.
Yeah. All right? Yeah.
See, now, Dean came.
You maybe need a new
correct.
One.
And again, it's PrismElectronics.com. And this didn't end up as a sponsor plug. I have a list of safety tips, home safety and security. But Dean, my alarm was 8 years old, and it was ready. I needed a new radio transmitter in the attic. All three keypads were still good, by the way.
Yeah.
And the main control box, he said, was fine. We changed some contacts. We changed the motion detectors for a larger dog, because I have a larger dog, so that Winston doesn't set him off. The other thing is panic buttons. You know, I have six panic buttons in the house. I have four mounted and two
smart.
On ball chain that you can carry around the house, which my wife thinks I'm certifiably crazy.
Yeah, okay? But what happens if you're in the backyard or if you're out in the front yard
exactly.
doing some yard work, pulling weeds? Well, not you, but
no.
So other people pulling
I step
weeds.
On weeds.
It's true. I mean, look at my property. I've got acres of property. What if I'm somewhere and something happens and I
just
can't
falling
get
down
to
and
the
just
bank?
Can't get up? What if I come over and break your hip? Okay, so
that's great. I've fallen and I can't.
Yeah,
get up.
So you know, we talked about before about defensive shrubbery. We talked about good lighting, making your house look a harder target. Another thing you should do is know the lay of your home and be prepared. This is where women work against us because they usually rearrange shit, and then we end up laying on our face with a cup of coffee in our hand at 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, but when someone breaks into your house, they're at a big serious disadvantage usually is they don't know your home. Okay.
Right.
You know which doors stick, which stairs creak. You know, my oldest stepson used to freak out all the time because I always knew when he was coming upstairs or downstairs. See, when I walk up the stairs, I hug one side of the wall or the other, and the stair doesn't creak. If you walk right in the center of the threads,
it creaks.
Nice. And I know that. And I would hear them, and that would wake me. You need to know these little signs, okay? You don't know if somebody's coming in to rob or to harm or for both. If it's an inside job, forget about it. But you need to know the layout. You should not be a responsible adult unless you have a fire drill every 6 months on daylight savings time. I say this all the time.
Right.
You should also have an emergency drill every 6 months. What to do if the bad man or a bad person comes in the house. Every 6 months is when you should be checking your smoke detectors and your fire extinguishers and changing the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors.
Right.
Every daylight savings time is crazy time in my house. But we have a fire drill. We also have an emergency drill. I have a split-level house. My plan was always go to the top of the stairs and maintain there till my wife locked the kids up in a bedroom or something. I'd maintain the high ground. You know, Corey used to joke about it all the time. I'm not going to look in my boxer shorts, all right? I don't look cool, okay? I'm staying up there. Plus, after I shoot the shit back, I can't stick that hot gun in my waistband.
That's right.
Okay? I might burn my South Park jammies. So
there's a picture that's burned into the back
that.
Of my brain.
So know the layout of your home. Know the defensive positions of your home. It's very, very critical that you do that. This whole visualization and mindset.
And not just during the day, too, right,
Ann?
I mean, this stuff usually happens at night. So shouldn't you really know how to navigate your home without the lights on?
I do it all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I've had a stub toe or two in my day, but I will actually go downstairs 1 o'clock in the morning. Plus, I don't want to wake my wife because I might be going downstairs to you know, in the kitchen for something. The dog and I.
The dog.
Yeah. When I come down the stairs, he gets up out of his bed and meets me in the kitchen.
Come on, okay? Dad. What do we get?
Yeah. So I walk the house in pitch black all the time.
Yeah.
So I know that. Now, criminal, they might come in with a flashlight, but still, you know the house better than anybody else. The next thing to think about is, we don't know Jodie Foster connotations here, but a panic room or a couple of panic rooms.
Yeah, right.
Solid court doors, deadbolt door that deadbolt lock that goes into the jam of the door. When we come back, I want to talk more about, you know, quasi panic rooms or an emergency room.
And that deadbolt lock's got to go in at least an inch.
At least an inch into a real frame.
Yeah, a real frame.
Not a builder's frame.
Yeah.
That you can sneeze and knock down.
Which I found out because my deadbolt lock wound up in my living room.
Nice.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area. With over 300 handguns in stock, you'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio. The Can-Am Roadster, available at Motorcycle Mall in Belleville, New Jersey, is like nothing else on the road. This stunningly styled vehicle has a unique three-wheel stance, two wheels in front and one in back, that delivers a combination of freedom and peace of mind that you've just got to experience to believe. And it's made by BRP, the same people who bring you the legendary Ski-Doo snowmobiles, Sea-Doo watercraft, and Evinrude outboard engines. Schedule a test ride at Motorcycle Mall today to experience the Can-Am Roadster. It's riding reinvented. Motorcycle Mall is the premier motorcycle and power sports dealership on the East Coast. Family owned and operated in Belleville, New Jersey for the last 35 years. They sell 14 brands of motorcycles, scooters, power sports vehicles, snowblowers, generators, and much more. A fully stocked parts and accessories department, a service department with factory trained technicians, and now an Eagle Rider motorcycle rental location. Motorcycle Mall has everything a motorcyclist or power sports enthusiast could ever want. This month, Motorcycle Mall will be celebrating their brand new, two-story, 108,000 square feet facility with a grand opening event. And you're invited to attend the festivities with food, demo rides, and great deals. Be sure to visit MotorcycleMall.com or their Facebook page for complete details.
I'll say it again, Mr. Bloomberg. 550 rapes and 1,100 murders a day are prevented simply by showing a gun without even having to waste ammunition.
Maybe a rape victim should vomit on him.
Maybe.
That might get the point across. Oh, no, he'll donate $220 million to ban vomiting publicly.
Yes, public vomiting. Yes.
What is he doing now? $220 million is for smoking, right?
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had his problems.
Off his rocker.
I wish I had his problems.
We can't even go into the city anymore, huh?
Nope. Did you hear they also, all of these, we found out when we had the gun rabbi here, all of these Jewish organizations in the city donate their excess food when they have events to the shelters, and now Mayor Bloomberg's people will not allow them to do it because the food doesn't meet the nutritional minimum guidelines.
May not
so
meet
better
the
they starve.
Yes, they're better to starve to death. Mayor Nutter did that too in Philadelphia.
I hate effing hypocrites though.
Yeah.
But when Nutter and Bloomberg go to those functions, they scarf down that shit.
You
right?
better believe it. We're talking about a guy with Bloomberg who actually has been known to walk through restaurants and sample food off of other people's plates.
I'm sure that that's good
it's
for
great.
The food inspectors. So I was speaking of panic rooms with Bloomberg there. See, we can get one to lock him in. Anyway, solid court door, a deadbolt that goes 1 inch to the frame, maybe a room on the first floor, definitely a master bedroom. And if you have very young kids, one of your kids' rooms, because you could flee into the kids' room and lock the door. What do you need? You need to have your cell phone with you. If you're old school and your cell phone's in the kitchen, break the habit. Put the charger on your nightstand. What else do you need to do? A cellulum light stick with a spare front door key that you can crack and throw out the window so that the police can let themselves in your house.
Great idea. Can you explain the cellulum light stick for people who
those green light sticks that you can buy in Home Depot for a dollar that you crack and shake and they stay bright green for 24 hours?
Nice.
Okay, you can buy those at Home Depot. Next time you go to Home Depot,
dollar
store, have a spare front. I don't go to dollar stores because they
lie.
Because they lie. Okay.
I like to go and just
say,
how much is this?
Yeah.
How much is this, though?
Not everything's a dollar in there. It's bullshit. I went into a dollar store once. It was stuff for $1.45. That's bullshit.
That's unbelievable. You should have gotten that for a dollar.
That's bullshit. Okay. I walked out.
Like,
I broke something
occupy.
On the way out. So, just what?
Nothing. Go.
Anyway. So next time
here
you go to Home Depot.
More hate mail. The dollar store owners are going to get together.
It keeps me going. Have a spare front door key made at Home Depot. Buy a light stick. Attach it with a key ring. Keep it upstairs near your gun, your flashlight, any other tools that you have. If you lock yourself in the room, you're on the phone with the police, 911. You're on hands-free. The phone is on the bed. Your elbows are resting on the bed, holding your gun aimed at the bedroom door. Hopefully kids and loved ones behind you. You're saying, do not come any closer. I will use a gun. I will use my gun. So it's being recorded. Don't make me shoot you.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So when the police come and the dispatcher says they're at the front door, you could actually open a bedroom window and throw the lit light stick out with the front door key. Once you hear that the police are in the house, then you could secure your firearm. And then you open the door and prepare to be treated like a criminal also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
We've covered this numerous times. People ask, what do they do when the cops get there? If you meet them at the front door and you let them in, you know, with a gun in your hand. And I always, one of my biggest fears is that you're going to put the gun down on the coffee table. Cops are going to cuff you, take you outside. Where are all the kids and the other family members? Is someone going to pick that gun up?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So what's your plan, ladies and gentlemen? Everybody's different. I can't give you clear cut answers, but maybe another lockbox downstairs, like an emergency lockbox. I put one on top of my wife's Curio.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And I know that if I ever greet the cops at the front door, I'm locking the gun in there. Okay? And they ain't getting a combo until I talk to my lawyer.
You know what's interesting? When the cops came and the detective was there when we got had the home invasion thing, was the fact that I said to the detective, would you let, you know, I have handguns in here. He knew that already. I guess it came up on the computer. And I said, do you want me to clear these guns? And he said, yes. I would not let him touch the guns. And he, you know, understood that. I cleared every single one of those handguns by myself with him watching. And I wouldn't let him touch it simply because I didn't want to get shot.
Correct.
I
know how I'm
going to
handle. The gun, nervous.
Right.
He'll shoot you.
Right. Or he doesn't know my guns. I know my guns.
Good point, Sandy. Sandy with a good point. Somebody mark that down and timestamp it.
If you hear silence from now on, you'll know why. We'll be right back.
That belongs to you and me. We the people, you and I.
For
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order 3 and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Thank you for helping us become the number one broadcast nationally. And please, each one, reach one, go out there and help us break the 1 million listener barrier.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great.
Sandy just got fired, by the way, as my co-host. Next week I will have a chia pet.
That's great.
Okay. So,
I love it. Which chia?
I gotta find one.
Get an Obama chia. I like those best.
They have Obama chia?
Yes, they do. I have a whole case of them I give to people.
Wow. Has Israel bombed the shit out of Iran yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
It's going to happen, though. Checking. We know it's going to happen.
I'm just checking. Oh, yeah. I filled my truck up the other day. It was $117. Keep it coming.
Remember what our president said when he got elected? Gas prices will necessarily skyrocket.
Yes. Yes. I like that. So we're going to talk. We're talking about the front door keys and everything. The other thing is you should have your car keys in your bedroom also, because if your keys have a panic button on them, Sandy, if your car is either in the garage or in the driveway, it will scare the shit out of the shit bag, which is great because you get the shit out of the shit bag. Then it would be just a bag, right? Yeah. The other thing is if police are responding, if your car's in the driveway with the lights flashing and the horn going off, they'll know exactly where to stop. They're not looking for addresses, 267, 268. Yeah. Oh, bink, there it is right there, and they just pull up. So it's a smart thing to do, to have your keys accessible. Again, I'll reiterate, no more phones on a charger, no more old school people, no more cell phones in the car. Young school, they know different. They have their stuff all the time. And, you know, these are just little tips that you should know every day. When you go to bed at night, your screen doors should be locked. Your downstairs windows should be locked. Downstairs doors. I get shit at home. Our screen door is a forever door. It's full glass.
Yeah.
I get shit all the time. Why do we have to lock that? We lock the deadbolt and we lock the other lock. Well, it's one more thing.
Yeah, one more thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Somebody is very stealth. My dog is going to wake up when they break that first lock. I'd much rather he wakes up while they're still in an exterior door.
Right.
You know, I'd like that. I'd like that hometown advantage.
That extra and then couple seconds.
I look at everybody that lives in my house. I'm like, what does it take to turn that knob?
Right.
You know, 180 degrees to hear it lock.
Sure.
It's just a cop-out. I get it all the time. And I know a lot of you guys and a lot of girls out there that are secure. And it's not just a guy thing, all right? We have people that live together, couples that live together, friends that live together, young kids, dormitory and everything. You know, how many times, all of you, think about the times you woke up in the morning and the door was unlocked.
Right, exactly right.
Okay? Whose responsibility is that? That's just an invitation for someone to come in. Something as simple as that. How many people that are listening right now have alarms that forget to turn them on at night or don't give a shit anymore and don't even turn them on?
Yeah. Okay? We've talked to a couple of people.
How many people listening have tested their alarm lately?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? Have you tested it? Have you checked the battery backup? That right. The minute the power goes out, your alarm goes out too.
Yeah.
I mean, these are little things
and
to
summer's
think
coming
about.
Up. Yeah.
It's going to be a bad summer.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be a really bad summer. Crime is skyrocketing.
Right.
Now, if you ask a Booker, King Mike, and Hindenburg,
no. Everything's fine.
They'll downplay that a little bit.
And Jersey City is the safest city in the world.
I'm having a hard time. Did I mention last week that the Governor Hindenburg's Superior Court nominee got knocked down?
No.
Oh, welcome to our world, Chris Christie. The Dems didn't let you have what you wanted. Wah, wah, wah. Okay, Quan got knocked down 7-6. You got your pee-pee whack. You couldn't bully or muscle it through. Now you know how us pro-gun libertarian people think. The Democrats run the whole effing corrupt state.
Right. There's nobody on our side.
Welcome to our world, yeah. Chris Christie.
It's one of those things, Aunt, you know.
He's pissed too, Sandy. Yeah, well, he's pissed.
Between that and the Twinkies.
The Democrats said they would prefer a Democratic nominee.
Oh, would they?
Okay, that's what they would prefer.
How very nice.
They brought Lautenberg out from the mausoleum for 5 minutes to quote on it and then slid him back in the drawer. Menendez was in Cuba with his family.
Lautenberg, he leaves a trail of dust everywhere he goes. Yep. We'll be back. Maybe.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years. With 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Percent of the felons interviewed said they worried more about meeting somebody with a gun, a victim with a gun, than they do about cops.
Is that a surprise?
No.
Too many sheep out there.
Oh, you just excited some people in the Midwest. Oh,
listen,
God,
listeners.
Can you take that out? Oh, no, there's that flyover country. Listen. Sorry, guys.
Listen, listeners, I'm telling you right now, any questions you have for Evan Knappen, start sending them to talkback@gunforhireradio.com, because I'm going to plan a spring road trip with Sandy. We're going to go up to New Hampshire.
Nice.
Evan's going to let us shoot machine guns and stuff.
Machine guns.
Okay? Fully suppressed stuff and everything. He's
very
planning
nice.
a 2-day jaunt for us, okay?
Very good.
So any questions you have, any legal questions, transportation questions that we could pitch to Knappen, we'll do a special from New Hampshire.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think it'd be great. In September, Sandy and I are going to the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando. Actually, I'm going.
At Wally World?
And Sandy didn't commit yet, and I just put him on the spot on the radio. That's the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan Gottlieb, Alan Gura. I went to Chicago last year. This year it's in Orlando. So, Sandy, I want to go.
Oh, okay? I see that.
If you want to drive, I'll drive. I don't give a shit.
Drive to Wally World?
Yeah, I don't care. If you want to fly, I'll fly. It's up to you.
Well, I fly
but
every
we need,
day.
We need
I don't
to book.
Care.
Yeah, I know. That's airplane glue, though. That's different. My last sponsor plug is Tom from Vista Parking, vistaparking.com.
Speaking of flying.
We always say it's probably the safest part of your trip, and it's going to be the part with the least amount of delays.
Yeah.
The response from listeners has been phenomenal. Tom gets every day, he gets emails and voicemails and people using the service and mentioning Gun for Hire Radio. Between us people, if you mention Gun for Hire Radio, if the right person is there working, there might be a slight discount too.
Ooh.
Because they're thinking it's me or you that's flying. I've heard like three people email me back where they got a discount for saying Gun for Hire Radio.
That's pretty good.
But vistaparking.com, if you're flying out of Newark Liberty International Delayed Airport,
yes.
Tom is the guy to see. I mean, you talk about long-term parking, whether you're staying one day or three, you park your car, his air-conditioned heated vans take you, and they drop you off at your terminal. When you land, Sandy, you know this already. You get your bags, you call the 800 number, you tell them what terminal.
Van shows
within minutes, because he has 20 vans that are constantly circling that say Vista Parking on them. All his guys are licensed, bonded, and insured. All his vehicles meet all the OSHA guidelines and transportation, all those agencies. He's got all the certs hanging up in there. He's been doing it 25 years now. It's a great
long
business.
Time.
Tom is a pro Second Amendment guy. We go shooting. He's got some good hooks. I got some good hooks. So please support him. So now let's go back.
And like Knappen always says, we should always support each other. And thank God for our listeners. They really are. You guys, these guys are the ones making this show happen. They're the ones
the
paying the bills.
Or the listeners.
Both, man.
I'm
both.
Not too keen on the listeners lately.
Why?
I don't know. Nobody's sending me any gifts.
Oh God, here it comes.
wait, before you send gifts, yeah. I have to buy a bomb dog.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay, forget the gifts. Ekshnay with the gift schnays, okay? Just do me a big favor and
Sandy
a big favor.
Just send them to his house, not mine.
Use our sponsors, thank our sponsors, patronize our sponsors. I mean, what does it freaking take? We ask you to do petitions, and you do them, and we get the ammo ban tabled for a while. Why can't everybody just Monday morning go online and thank all of our sponsors?
Right.
Or look at what they have to offer, okay?
Sure.
All right, Ron Sousa is now making solar hats for Freedom Energy, I think, okay? That you wear it and it powers your device. Ron, chime in anytime.
Yes.
Oh, he's not here to defend
he's
himself.
He's not here to defend himself.
Sorry, Ron. Ron, that's... I love Luna more than you.
We have been crapping on Ron now for three
weeks.
Yeah,
but when I see him, when I see him at the range, he loves it. Okay? He loves it.
He's a great
guy. Well, he's just a strong part of the 2A family here.
Yeah,
and
he really is.
I put him on my side any day of the week, okay?
Yeah.
Pretty
good shot, too.
You active
for a
shooter,
blind guy.
Oh, man. You active shooter people out there, if you listened last week, how'd the rabbi sound?
He was great, man.
He came back to me 3 days later. He emailed me like 18 pages of everything he felt and that went through his mind and what he was thinking, how he's changing his home and everything. So, and that's the subject we're on now, you know, how we're changing our home. Again, you're laying in bed and you visualize someone breaking in. Well, how about standing in the kitchen and visualizing a break-in?
Yeah,
how about
right.
sitting in the
yeah,
living room, the family room, the den?
That's right.
What about in the basement with the washer and dryer running?
Yeah.
Okay? Who's watching your back there, baby?
Right.
Okay? You joke about being in the shower without an alarm and not knowing if someone is there or not, all
right? Right.
What the hell are you going to do if you're, you know,
stuck
the
in
washer
your own
and
basement.
Dryer,
yeah,
and
going,
you don't. I have a gun in the basement.
Yeah.
All right, I have a gun in a safe
yeah.
in the basement. I have a gun. You know, I have three places in the house minimum that I have firearms locked up. But what are you going to do if somebody comes in your basement and your gun is in the bedroom?
Right.
What if you didn't bring your cell phone down and you hear a noise?
Right.
Now what?
Now what? Exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
you have to visualize yourself in all parts of that
and,
house
and your kids. And how many times your kids run out the door and they don't lock the door behind them when they come back in?
Right.
Who checks at night to make sure everything is locked before you go to bed? All right?
Yeah,
that's my job.
Yep, my job too. Yeah.
I'm fortunate my dog is only 7, so he's still alert and aware, so he's a very good first line of security. But I don't want him barking when somebody's in the house.
Right.
I want the doors locked. I want his ass barking when somebody's outside.
Yeah, trying to get in so
you know,
get some time.
Another weak area of your house, if you have garage doors, make sure they're locked.
Yeah.
If you have a door from the garage to the house, make sure it's locked.
Right.
I mean, little things like this, people neglect because it impinges on our lifestyle. You know,
and
it impinges
sure
on our
if
life.
If you have a new garage door that's got the locking system on it, for the rolling code, that you set that thing.
Correct. And, you know, we talk about it all the time because he's another sponsor of ours, Nick Concilio from Byrite Overhead Doors. If you still have a barrel key or a flat key to open your garage door, your shit is old and it can be. He told me that guys take a little pinch bar, they pull that tumbler out, they touch the two wires together, and the garage door opens.
Wow.
Okay.
In like
so,
2 minutes.
Yeah. So, no less. So, forget all of that stuff. Upgrade that stuff too. Look around at your house. You know, if you need replacement windows. Again, I can't tell you enough. A couple of alarm stickers will do wonders, even if you don't have an alarm.
Right.
But get an alarm.
Right.
So, your
and
kids,
we're working on those alarm stickers to have too.
Oh, we have a gun for hire alarm system. You can talk about it, Sandy, because I forgot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's it's going to be a sticker, iridescent sticker that you put on the house. And it's it basically says, there's nothing in here worth dying over. And it says this home is alarmed and the owners are armed. And that's a courtesy of Gun for Hire.
Yeah,
Radio.
Gun for Hire Radio. We're going to put them everywhere. I might get a tattoo that says that.
Yeah.
We'll see. So again, look around at your house. Look at what the weak points are. Look at what your defensive positions would be. Imagine yourself sitting in your favorite chair in a living room and a front door or the back door starts kicking in.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Right.
Now put yourself in your game room. Put yourself in your bedroom. Put yourself in your living room. Put yourself in the dining room. Put yourself in the kitchen. Go from one spot to another. And as each spot that you go to, visualization, what would happen? Which way would you go? What direction? Are you or are you not, in fact, prepared? One of my clients, Anthony Arecchio, he had a really tough, layout in his house. And he had a look at, where he was going to store his gun, how he was going to handle it. And he had to come up with the options where basically he had to have a couple guns stored around the house in gun guards or gun vault safes,
Right.
That's what you have to do. You have to be able to respond to stuff like this. Okay.
It changed dramatically for me. And after the, after the invasion, I walked around strapped the entire time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone from that now. That's all gone away. But I've gone to where at least I am within 20 feet away from
a gun.
Why
are you not carrying your gun in your house?
Yeah, I know. It's just, honestly.
Why?
Pain in the ass.
What?
I'm not used to carrying. You're used to carrying all the time.
But still, my gun is on until I go to bed at night.
Yeah.
Listen, what did Colonel Cooper say? If you were reading this and your self-defense handgun is not within arm's reach, all your training was for shit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Why are you not carrying? Then get a shoulder rig.
Yeah.
They're comfortable. Just for like the Miami Vice Jackass Ridge Galco makes them. They're $60, man. Just throw it on.
You throw it on
your T-shirt or your pajamas. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
but
this is the world we live in today.
It is.
Home invasions
are
fucking one a minute.
Yeah, yeah. And now we're going to have them right now. It's going to be worse. Wait till this touches off. You've got all this nonsense going on in Florida right now that you and I have talked about this. We're really not... I'm really not prepared to talk about what happened in Florida from the standpoint of who's guilty, who's not guilty. But what I am really wanting to say is that look at all the organizations and people behind this. Sharpton came out of the woodwork. Everybody's looking for a touch point to set this thing off. Occupy Wall Street is hot right now. It's going to get even worse. The crime that happens as a result of this, just being caught up in it. We're too young to remember 1968, but I mean, it was the entire state burned. And,
correct.
And it didn't take much. It took a fallacy to set it off.
Nobody's pulling me out of my car and beating the shit out of me in an
Absolutely.
Intersection
until
I'm dead or crippled or handicapped.
Right.
Somebody's getting shot in the temple.
Yeah, right.
And it ain't me.
Right. Right, exactly.
Okay? But I'm a precious minority in the state when it comes to being able to arm myself and travel.
One of 1,900.
Yes, but you better be thinking about your plans. You better be thinking about work and transport and home and everything. You better really, really be thinking about it because we don't need much to set something off. Again, I'm not prepared to comment on this Florida case either because I believe we need more information.
Right.
To be honest, you can't
hang this guy. We don't know whether it was a bad shoot, a righteous shoot,
I know a young kid is dead, and he shouldn't be dead.
And he shouldn't be dead.
And how it was handled from top to bottom. I need more information, and then we'll we'll talk about it on the radio show. I'd like to talk about it post when the dust settles. But
yeah, exactly.
My condolences to the family because it shouldn't happen
it's
to
horrible.
Anyone.
It's horrible.
It really shouldn't happen to anybody. I don't think either one of them woke up that morning and said, I'm going to die. And the other one said, I'm going to kill somebody.
Right, exactly.
You know, and that's how most things happen in life. You know, this is a thing where we're not looking at a career criminal or a stalker because we have plenty of those out there.
Yeah.
See, that's what scared me like a couple shows ago when Mac was saying how they're arresting more and more people who never had a life of crime.
Right.
Who are now out doing shit. That scares the hell out of me.
Right.
Because that means my next door neighbor who's late on a mortgage payment is going to shoot me in the temple.
Right.
You know, he was a guy I used to be able to trust a little bit. And now I got to look at everybody because things are so bad out there. What's going on with the economy? What's going on with at the national level in politics and other countries and back in our country? Listen, the average person that's making $12, $13 an hour, how long are they going to tolerate $5, $6 an hour gasoline?
Yeah.
And their heating
and that's
bills
just the basic.
And their shipping bills and you know,
that's
and
right.
freight bills. Everything is going to go up. A loaf of bread is going to be fucking $9.
Yeah.
Milk is more than water.
Right. Exactly right.
In this
right.
country. Okay?
Absolutely right.
Or water's more than milk.
Water's more than milk.
So I had it.
Yeah,
I knew
point.
It was something like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's more than beer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we should
just
drink
I've been
beer.
Drinking that smart water for 6 months now. That
Are
shit
you getting
don't
any
work.
Smart?
Okay? Seriously.
The water is smart. It's not supposed to make you smart.
Is that how?
Yeah.
Oh, because that shit don't work. you know, guys, listen. Your kids have a book bag. Is there communication equipment in the book bag? Is their cell phone charged?
Yeah.
Do they have maybe a couple of snacks in their book bag? Do they have emergency contact numbers? Do they have a plan on where to go if school was shut down?
Right.
What other contact
right.
people are? Do they have a code word, you know, if there's an emergency or something? Do they have a code word that they can use if a distant relative or a neighbor went to pick them up if there was an emergency or a crisis?
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about your kid being abducted because usually kids are abducted by family or friends, someone within their social circle and family unit. That's what usually happens.
And thinking about what happens if, for whatever reason, locally or nationally, the grid goes down, do you have another backup plan of where to meet?
Correct. Is there backup plans? Is there a signal system? Are there meeting points that were predetermined? You have to think about all of this.
Right.
It was a warm winter. It's probably going to be a hotter summer.
You bet.
What do we really need for a flashpoint? You know, what happened in Florida, I got a feeling if that happened in New Jersey, it would have overspilled already.
Yeah. Well, it's already starting now. I mean, they're working the system right now. Sharpton was on an airplane flying down there. Farrakhan has called for murder of the crackers everywhere.
You know, another thing, someone inadvertently thought they had Zimmerman. They thought they had his address, and they tweeted it.
Well,
and then
that was Spike Lee.
Spike Lee tweeted it to 250,000 people.
Right.
And two retired people in their 70s, it was their house.
Yeah.
They have no relation.
Great.
They had to flee to a hotel.
So is Spike Lee now going to foot the bill for the friggin' hotel for the rest of these people's
lives? Everybody needs
How can you even sell that house now? You're never going to be able to sell the house.
So I think level heads need to prevail, and we need to have all the facts. And I'm not taking any sides because I don't know who the aggressor was, and I don't know how it went down. And when I find out if it's what I like to hear or what I don't like to hear, I will report it objectively because I don't have a dog in this fight. You know, I just hate that it's also being as a tool to restrict gun rights.
Right. Of course.
You know, it won't be long before King Bloomberg and company are going to be saying, wah, it's because of the proliferation of guns that this has. I don't want to hear
and
that.
And the stand your ground law is really in jeopardy right now.
Yeah. And it doesn't really apply in this case from what I understand.
No.
Again,
no.
I don't have enough factual data and
exactly.
I'm going to leave it alone.
I'll
say a prayer for the kid, you know, to be honest with you, but that's all I can do. So going back to your home front, look at your home front, look at your windows, look at your doors. We talked about this, your lighting, defensive mindset. Are your kids prepared? Are they trained? Do you have something in the trunk of your car? Like I have a bag, you know, we call bailout, bug out bags if something was to happen. Emergency numbers. I get cops in here all the time. They tell me that when something happens at their house, their wives or their husbands, depending if it's male or female, they call them first. Someone's trying to break into our car. And they're like, why are you calling me? I'm 60 miles away. Why didn't you call 911? That's like 4 minutes.
But you're
you
a
just
cop.
Waste it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, it's burned into my brain, Sandy. Every class I teach here, I talk about your wife running down the driveway and deciding whether she has to dial 0 or 911.
Right.
Okay? Now, it's burned into our brain, 911, but why was she thinking that? Because her brain was freaking out from the stress.
Sure.
And then she had a freaking iPhone like we have with the smooth keys. It took her how many attempts to finally dial 911?
Right. It took probably at least an additional minute by the time she was able to gain her composure, figure out what to do, and then dial. So there's another minute gone.
So if you don't plan and practice and practice and plan and refine, you're going to get caught with your pants down. Mm-hmm. And in today's world, you can't afford to get caught with your pants down.
Okay? No, you can't.
If you prepare for war, it'll never happen.
Right.
I'm a firm believer in that.
I'd rather be considered a lunatic than to not be prepared.
Correct.
Hey, if none of this stuff happens, fine. I'll be the first to admit it. What's the worst that you did? You did some fire drills, some safety drills. You took a little extra food. You packed it away. You should at least have a week's worth of food if you can afford to be able to do it. If you can't afford a week, put 3 days' worth away. There's 72 hours' worth of supply on the store shelves. End of statement.
You know, you talk about that, and we also talk about alarm systems. People say that they're too expensive, right? What's it cost not to have one?
Right.
You can go buy a $99 alarm that they put one door monitor and one of those motion detectors
in. The ADT special.
Yeah, and you'll get $99 alarm for that. You know? But do I trust myself? Listen, I paid $2,000 for an alarm 8 years ago.
Right.
It wasn't Dean. I didn't know him then. That alarm lasted me 8 years. It would still last me, but I decided to upgrade my security. Think about it. 8 years divided by $2,000, it did not cost me a lot of money every year.
Exactly. Right?
Now, I just upgraded the hell out of it with Dean, but I'm looking at it for long term.
Right. And the long term is the way you got to look at it. And you also got to look at what that cost you. If you know, a lot of these $99 deals, they pad the hell out of the monthly monitoring charge.
Correct.
So now you're going to pay for that. It's nothing's free in this world. So what's going on with Gun for Hire Academy?
Oh, I thought we were done. I was getting ready to take my nap.
You can't take a nap. Not yet.
Okay. You know we have 6 locations. We have mobile training. We got our trailer.
We've
been running around.
That is the coolest trailer I've ever seen. It lights up.
Check it out, baby. April 15th, we have an urban shotgun in Cedar Grove. Okay.
Wow.
Learn how to run and shoot from barricades with a shotgun. Also, tax day, April 15th in Belleville, we have Be Prepared, Personal Awareness Seminar, 16 to 96, male or female.
Nice.
On April 15th, we also have a pistol instructor course at RTSP in Randolph, New Jersey. On the 21st, Urban Carbine 1, Cedar Grove. On the 22nd, Urban Pistol 1 and 2 at Area 51, our new range on the Morris-Essex border.
I like that place.
April 22nd, Sandy and Belleville, one of your favorite classes, defensive pen class.
Oh, I love that class.
Learn how to kill with a Bic.
Yeah.
Okay?
For real.
Exactly. On April 29th, we have Urban Pistol 3 in Area 51, only open for anyone who's taken Urban Pistol 1 and 2. This is the crucible here. Okay?
That is a special, special course.
On May 1st, I have a Saber self-defense mace course in Belleville. Come and learn how to use that lipstick bodyguard, biatches. Okay? Jimmy the Gun Guy, anywhere, anytime, any place, build a bear. We deliver private appointments one-on-one. Learn how to build your own AR from scratch.
He's making house calls now?
He makes house calls now.
Wow.
Keep save the date, October 13th, 2012, in Edison at the Rosewood. The Essex County Friends of the NRA, the Bullet Hole and Gun for Hire, and the State Association Dinner. 600 seats, $60 a seat. You will get locked out if you do not buy your tickets ahead of time.
Baby.
You will get locked out. It's the event of the year every year in the state of New Jersey. And, of course, visit our Facebook page, Gun for Hire Radio, and also Gun for Her Ladies Group. Maria, Pilar, the girls, Amy, Joe, Jennifer, they're busting their humps. Sandy, not you, Sandy, the other Sandy, Sandy Muldoon, and what's her name? Paula. Oh, yeah, Paula. I want to call her Christina. Paula, these ladies have been getting together a couple of times a month. They're planning all of these ladies events. You don't have to be a shooter. You don't have to be a gun girl yet. Gun for Her. Check out the Facebook page. With that, I'm going to go and get my, I'm going to get a pint of blood like Lautenberg and go take a nap.
You've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used on this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under the license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my sleepy co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. My home.